$29.99.
Come visit us at 12801 Flushing Meadows Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63131. NMLS number 225095.
At Firestone Complete Auto Care, get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy four eligible Bridgestone tires. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pit-a-pat, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
with all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Crossed over, if I ever have a cent, I'll be rich.
What do you mean, an hour? You got a mouse in your pocket?
That was a stupid thing people used to say. I can tell Peon's never heard that.
Oh, yeah. What?
Can you turn my head?
What do you mean, wait?
No, no. Years ago, when we were kids, if you said, when are we going to go try out that lawnmower? And you go, we? You got a mouse in your pocket?
Yeah.
Now, what a stupid expression. Why a mouse?
I don't know.
In other words,
I'm not going with you, so who's the we?
Exactly. You're not going with me, so you must be, we got a mouse in your pocket? We need to bring back some of those goofy, stupid.
No, you don't.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, maybe not.
Leave that one to rest.
Here's the other one we don't need to bring back. Yeah, you and whose army?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yes.
I need to turn my headphones up just a little bit. I thought it was enough, but it's not. There you go. Sorry, everybody. But that's how we do it here. If I would come in before 3:08, maybe I could, have my headphones turned up.
Pop them on real quick. And
I choose not to do that.
And I thought mine were okay. Can you turn mine up just a hair?
I'm not. Trying to be like...
Hello, testing, sibilance, testing. That's good.
Sibilance. Now, see, only a broadcast professor would use a term like sibilance. And is it a real word, or is it just a word used in broadcasting? What it means is your S's are too hissy.
Yeah.
Sibilance. What if it's really a word?
Yes.
If we weren't so lazy, we could look it up. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. Now, you know what? Yeah, turn them up a little more. I don't know what's going here. I'm losing my hearing or something.
What?
See, that's not funny. That's too easy. Good afternoon, and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It is Monday. I'm sure these two guys probably have something to share with us from the weekend. I do. A couple of things. Nothing big. So it's not any kind of out-of-the-ordinary Monday. It's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was a third of June,
a little bit of hesitation.
There was a little bit.
Was that a pregnant pause?
A pregnant pause. I will tell you that on the way here, there was a county police officer sitting on the shoulder on the side of the road, on the right. And so, in other words, I'm... As I go down the road, I go right beside him. He's right off the shoulder. I turned around because there was no traffic. I just did a U-turn and pulled up nose to nose with his car. Now, I'm sure that made him a little bit nervous.
Oh, I bet it did.
But I put my hands up and stepped out of the car. And I walked over to his car. And I just put my hand out and I said, I'm encouraging as many people as I can to do what I'm about to do with you. If I'm going to talk the talk, I want to walk the walk. Thank you for what you do. And I speak for more people than I think you realize when I say it sickens me what's happened recently, this attitude toward the police. And he said, well, thank you. And he never smiled. Well, thank you. Because I got to tell you, that would be a way to sort of ease tension before I did something horrible. I mean, they don't know. So he was still very cautious. He says, well, thank you. And then I turned and went back to the car. And I guess when I drove away, he thought, okay, well, that was actually a guy just wanting to thank me. But see, that's how they're not used to that. They're used to being spat upon and cursed at. They're just not used to that. Isn't that too bad? So I did do that today. I share that with you only because I want you to know if I'm going to ask you to do it, I do it too. I've done it three times every week. When I see a police officer, unless they're busy writing somebody up or something, I just walk up and once they know there's no threat, and just go, thank you. That's it. Does anybody have anything to say?
He would say, thank you for coming up and doing that, but I have to write you a ticket for pulling up nose to nose to me.
Oh, you know what I did think? I pulled up nose to nose. I don't have a front plate.
Oh.
And after I did it, I thought, oh, shoot, you know what? This guy is going to go, well, thank you. By the way, where's your front plate? I really appreciate what you said. Here's a ticket. but it didn't happen, so I didn't think about it until it was too late. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
Well, now, see, the way you say it is interesting because you have different ways of saying it. I do, or I do.
Uh-huh.
That tells me it's probably something that'll take more than a minute, and there's a bit of a backstory to set it up. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, you're wrong.
I'm wrong. Here is Eon the Peon.
Thank you very
much.
You're welcome. Driving over the weekend, I saw this billboard. This person will be coming to one of the casinos that's on a river.
What could that be in the city?
Is somebody coming to their lounge, I guess, to perform comedy? Care to guess? Anybody that...
The way you set it up...
Unexpected, I would say.
Unexpected because the performer is so A-list, or you thought they weren't even around anymore, or they're not even B-list.
Oh.
Wondering why, how much money they have, they're even resorting to still...
Okay, so this is somebody who was very successful.
Don Rickles?
No, it's not going to be Don Rickles. I didn't see this advertised.
I haven't either.
Yeah, there's no way. There are too many possibilities.
Roseanne Barr.
I knew she was still doing stand-up.
Yes, but isn't that one thing? Exactly. There's one thing where you could still do it close to where you live. But for her to travel somewhere,
lives on a nut farm, macadamia nuts in Hawaii. Did you know that? She has a nut farm.
Yeah, she had a reality TV show for a while. It just, I mean, I know she's a multi, $10 million. I don't know if she has $100 million, but, somebody that doesn't need to, it just seemed very strange to me that,
maybe she does not have any money. Maybe we're wrong.
Maybe.
Maybe that she could be mishandled her money.
Or I think she has money, but it's like people like that cannot get that out of their system.
Yes.
But there are other places to do it.
It doesn't matter.
You know, I mean, closer to your home. I mean, you can go to any... I mean, if she lives in Hawaii, look at all the comedy clubs in California Los Angeles.
Would you go see her?
No. I saw she was very funny when she first came up. When on Carson, she would do the Tonight Show, and she was very funny.
But
I enjoyed
her. That housewife.
Yes.
That lots of housewives could relate to.
Yeah.
I'm guessing now she's not funny. I'll bet you she throws political stuff in there.
Yes.
I would say
that's probably the majority of it.
She's drawing a crowd now just the name and the curiosity.
It just struck me because, no offense to some of the people that perform at these casinos, it carries kind of a... connotation with it, where
like a has-been
where you are, it's not like performing in Vegas.
It's like Dancing with the Stars. If you're on there, you're not an A-list.
Yes.
All right.
And it's one thing to perform in Vegas. Even some people say, well, your career's over. Even then, you have to, performing in Vegas. Right. I mean, that's still a higher level, though, the higher threshold. But that just seems strange to me to see she's coming.
You're admitting your career is sort of done.
Yeah. I mean, what can... I mean, I guess it pays all right. I don't know. I wouldn't know what to even...
Either she needs the money, or, like Dan said, some show, but look at Dan. He's a good example. He tried to walk away from bass guitar. Tried to walk away.
He did.
And all those years, and it kept just kind of...
He was eating it.
It was that little voice.
Yeah.
And finally, he had to go and get in the band.
Take it back up again.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just and it's in your blood.
It's in your blood. You can't get it out of there.
But I really thought she was finished with it all. I almost got the feeling she, forget it. I'm done.
And you would think she's still a big enough name that she could perform at the Fox.
And I liked her better when she was really fat. No, she was funny.
She's not so much. Yeah, she has that macadamia nut thing, and I think she's a huge marijuana proponent as well.
What?
Yeah, I know. Roseanne. Shocking. But, I would think she would still be a big enough name to get, even the pageant or the Fox.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I think that showroom down there holds pretty close to what the pageant holds.
It just has a different level of...
No, it does.
When you're going to a casino?
It's one step above appearing tonight at the Ramada Inn.
Yes.
I mean, it's just one step above that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, Ted Nugent was at one of the casinos over the weekend. Well,
Bert, there you go. Ted Nugent. Ted Nugent hasn't been relative as a rock singer.
Is he even releasing new music? It's just...
No.
I'm going to give you an example of a guy who has not, that I know of, released anything new for 20 years. He hasn't had a hit for 25 years. And he makes $40 million a year.
I know who you're going to say.
Who?
Jimmy Buffett.
Yes. And he packs the biggest venues doing the same exact songs.
Yes. And when you... Turn
to the left.
Cheeseburger in Paradise.
If you could pick a guy... who just nailed the perfect life. It's Jimmy Buffett.
They don't want him to perform a new song.
No.
They would probably be upset.
Oh, no, there'd be a riot. Do Margaritaville. Yeah.
And the Parrotheads.
Yeah.
And Shaker of Salt. Come on.
Wow.
They all, yeah.
And he just rakes it in.
Yeah.
And you know, maybe I'm wrong, but you know that in his mind, every time he's da 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 da, come Monday, he's going, yeah. Inside, he just wants to say, oh man, I can't believe I'm still doing this, but look at the money I make.
Yeah.
And maybe not, but you got to hand it to him, man. I can't think of anybody else that you could put in the same category that has done what he did. Can you?
No.
Who continues to just rake it in. Off of essentially the same act.
Every city he goes to, it's the same people going to his concert every time.
It's
so
like
you
the
really
people used to go to the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, it is.
It kept going.
You don't need to recruit new fans because, well, then you have the kids of, I'm sure most of his fans are probably, late 50s, early 60s maybe. Then you probably have their kids who grew up with it going to his shows now.
Yeah, you got to hand it to them. Anything else?
No, that was it.
That was it. And now we turn to Dan Strauss. Do you have anything?
I have one thing here I want to say.
Well, Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so much,
you're
Frank. We played in the band, when you mentioned that I play bass and picked it up again, we played at a place in St. Peter's on Friday night, and a couple of people, AM and the PM, showed up, but one guy in particular came up to me and he said, my name's Mark Kling, and you know why I'm AM and the PM. He calls in all the time, and he just says, well, you know why I'm AM and the PM. And I got to see an old buddy of mine that I grew up with. I've known him since we were two, Mark Brown.
Now, hold on. How do you know when you're two? No, nobody remembers when they were 2 years old.
There were pictures of us.
Oh, okay.
Pictures of us together. Okay. So we've known each other since we were two and went through school and grew up together and everything. And he came out. He had moved to Oklahoma for a long time, and then he came out with his wife and saw us. So it was kind of a little...
That has to be something for a guy like that.
Oh, man.
That, look at that. There's the Dan Strauss. The guy, as a kid, I knew this guy. And look at the level of success. He's on the radio.
He's up on the stage.
He's in the band. Wow. I hope he still even speaks to me. And I'm sure you did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always speak to those little people.
What does he do for a living? Do you know?
He worked at, as far as I know, he still does, works at Boeing. So.
Oh, man. And if you said, hey, Mark, you still a boy? He goes, yeah, you should go just...
Yeah. Sorry, I got to get... our third set's getting ready to start. I got to go back up on the stage.
That sure sounds exciting. Ooh, look at that time. I gotta get back on
building
stage.
Building jets and stuff.
That sounds great.
Yeah, we have to go up and do some Stevie Nicks.
Yeah. Good to see you. And then you turn to your stage manager. Don't ever let that guy backstage. Now, how long since you'd seen him?
He came back when he first moved back to town. He took me to a Rams game when the Rams first came to town. So probably 96, somewhere around there.
That sounds about right. You know what? That's what I'm missing.
What?
I don't have that. I'll never run into that kid that I was friends. I just don't have that. Other little kids didn't like me, just like they don't like me now. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk
about it. Bring the room down.
Man. I don't want to talk about it. It's sad. My only friend was Dana.
And I've lost
touch with him.
Yeah, he's the only one that could probably come back where we'd have fond memories of each other.
Fondling memories.
What we did when we were kids, we ate fertilizer together. We ended up eating fertilizer another kid down the street.
Making me hungry.
In my garage when we were kids, and almost had to get our stomachs pumped, but we did not. We didn't eat enough. And then we burnt a peach tree almost to the ground in our backyard because they had those little worms thing on it. Have you ever seen those? They're like worms, but it's a big web.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they're weird looking.
Yes.
It's like a big cobweb full of worms.
Yeah, on the tree. So we decided that we were going to burn them. And a friend of ours,
they
Corky,
look like they should be burned.
Yeah,
I mean, they're asking to be burned.
And this friend of ours, Corky,
Corky Corzai,
yeah, who turned out to be 7 foot tall, he was holding the gas can and pouring it on the worms. And we decided to go ahead and light that while he was holding.
That's how Jeff Dahmer got started.
While he was holding the gas can, and the gas can caught on fire, we caught the tree on fire. And
that'll teach you.
Oh yeah, yeah, it was pretty interesting. We'd done a lot of other crazy things.
Yeah, I'll tell you a quick story. You're talking about people reconnecting with you, and I don't have a Facebook page or any of that, but I think I told the story before. About 6 years ago, I got an email from a guy down in Tennessee. When I was a kid, I grew up in little hick hillbilly sticks Tennessee town, and I get this email, and I recognize the name. And it was one of those, hey, buddy, I can't believe somebody told me that you were up around St. Louis and you were on the radio. And sure enough, I went online. I can't believe it. So good to hear you. Hey, shoot me back an email and you'll get caught up. But when I saw the name, I just deleted it because this is a guy, and I promise you he doesn't remember this. He and about three or four other buddies took me into a like a little football field concession stand at the school, and they all urinated on
it. Oh, this is, yeah.
Oh no, it was horrible, and they all peed on me, and he was one of them. I'm not about to write this guy back. Screw him. But I know he has no memory of that because we've talked about this before. When kids are bullies, they bully every day. You're
he
just
probably
another,
had no memory of that.
No, it's just another day of being a complete, d-bag.
And they may have peed on other kids too.
Well, I don't know, but boy, I remember that day, and I remember thinking I was just standing there, and they were just. I'm watching them all pee on me, and I'm thinking, what did I do deserve this? The answer is probably nothing. I don't know. Yeah, I probably talked too much, and I wasn't an athlete, and I was the kid that was easy to pick on because I was little.
Doesn't mean you did anything. That was nothing. Yeah. That was nothing. So then they take you.
But I thought about writing him back and going, oh, I sure do remember who you are. But then he wouldn't have known. He wouldn't even remember.
Obviously, because he wouldn't have emailed you otherwise.
No, it was just weird to hear from him. No, and the funny thing is, in his email to me, he said, oh, by the way, I'm married, and he mentions a girl that was my neighbor that I was crazy about when I was about 12. Oh. And he married her. And I thought, wow. How did she end up choosing you, the urinator?
You're like the Terminator?
Yeah, really. This guy was the urinator.
I'm the urinator.
Yeah.
But Mark is a guy that I've said happy birthday to him every year because I've always remembered his birthday because it's on Groundhog's Day. And I've never forgotten that.
That makes it easy.
Yeah, Groundhog's Day. So I always said happy birthday to him. And then he was like, you say happy birthday to me every year. I said, that's because it's Groundhog's Day.
You know what's fun is when you, because what this does is this, when you said you ran into a guy you knew since you were two, it makes me at least start thinking of things when I was a kid, some good, some bad. Like today on the way in, I heard some story about school supplies. School starts for most kids, what, next week or two, right?
Yeah.
By the way, it shouldn't start till after Labor Day. That's cruel. That's cruelty to children.
Oh, I know.
A kid should have summer off until after Labor Day. Go to school Tuesday after, but not anymore. Now you go back in August. But I started thinking, and every year this time we talk about this. I remember, I can still see it, the stuff that you'd go in the first day of school with, and it was all unused. The pencils were put, the erasers were perfect. They didn't have any black on them. Everything was new. And my favorite thing was those rulers that were, you could see through them, but they were bright lime colored and orange. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
They were 1 foot rulers and they were transparent.
And they had little circles in them. And
yes.
And
I never knew what the circles were for.
I didn't either.
I never knew what half that stuff was for. And then the thing no kid will ever be allowed to have again, was it the compass or the protractor
that had the
sharp needle on it?
That was the compass.
Woo! That thing had a dagger on it.
Yeah.
And you'd stick it in to make a circle. You remember? You put it on the paper and then make a circle. And why?
I don't know.
Why do we need to draw a circle?
And then it had a big hole in the middle of the paper where you put the circle.
Yeah, you just ruined the paper. And then I remember we had a little, in the principal's office, we had a little kind of bookstore for the kids who might have forgotten something. And you go, oh, I forgot the spiral notebook. Well, no problem.
Yeah.
They have an extra set of stuff, and you paid a nickel or dime, and you could buy a spiral notebook. And I can still see those horrible little, it was a wire, just wire rings. I'm not talking about a notebook where you pop open the big rings.
Oh, no.
I'm talking about that spirally winding wire down the side.
Oh, they still have them.
Yeah, I'm sure. Do they?
Oh, yeah, they still make those, yeah.
Man.
But then you have to get them in college rule, or what's the other one, just regular?
I just hated school, and I just hated every. I just hated it. I hated everything about it. But you can't help but remember certain things, and you'll never get them out of your head. The other was the fact that I was left-handed, so you're taught to write on the paper from the left to the right. Well, when you open one of those big ring binder, those big old clamping hook, you can't get your hand.
Yeah,
it's almost impossible. And so it makes it really weird. And when we had a class of, and you folks, do not email me, but this is what it was called, the retarded class, because there was no special school district. There was no special school. The kids who were, and they were called retarded, went to school in my school, and they had their own classroom. And every time you walk by, every day, they were doing the same thing. They were making potholders.
Oh.
They made potholders. That's what they did.
Yeah.
With a little loop on the
end.
Yes. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we did. We made those in like summer camp or something.
You made them? Were you in special?
No.
Oh, man, you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't know. I stumbled onto something here that's probably very
well, they wouldn't have told the people in that class what the name of the class was, so... He might not know.
And then, of course, my one of my favorite stories, and I'm actually kind of proud of this, was that day that they call my parents to school, and we go in the principal's office, and the bus driver's there, and he's told the principal he was quitting his job if I rode the bus. He said, if that kid gets on my bus one more day,
shut up.
I'm quitting. And there my parents sat, and the principal, and they had no choice. They couldn't lose him. They had to put me on another bus. Now
that poor soul on the other bus.
Is there a worse feeling than being the new kid at school, or the new kid on a bus where everybody on the bus knows each other. Hey, and they're all shooting paper wads at each other, and you're the nobody knows you, and you don't know anybody. And I don't know how these military kids that move all the time, I don't know how they don't go insane. Because if you've ever moved, did you ever have to move and you're the new kid?
Yes, I changed after...
You know, it's not so bad in a big city. That's Dallas.
And did 7th and 8th grade.
But if it's a little town where everybody's families live there forever and you're the only new kid, oh, my God, it's horrible. What?
Oh.
What in the world? No, it's horrible.
That's for this morning. That's for the morning.
Did you ever have to do that? Did you have to move?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I was the only new kid for 2 years, 7th and 8th grade. And they had all gone to school together the whole time. So it was...
And they had stories. Hey, you guys, remember 2 years ago? And you have no stories. They don't know you. Oh, man, it's terrible. It is. It's just... It's the worst.
Somebody will come up to you, don't hang out with that guy. Don't hang out with him.
Oh, yeah. That one kid that finally talks to you and he kind of clues you in.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes he's lying to you just to get you hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And then I got to tell real quickly my Red Mangum story again. There's always that kid.
Red Mangum.
Yeah, and the name is perfect. There's always that kid in the sixth grade or something who's a filthy mouth cussing kid. He smokes. He's that kid. And for me, it was Red Mangum. And Red Mangum on the playground one day. Oh, man, I've told this before. Forgive me for telling this again, but it's just such a great story. He comes up to me and goes, hey, you ever catch your parents rooting? And I said, what? He said, you know, rooting. I said, what is rooting? He goes, what's rooting? Well, how do you think you got here? Because they were rooting. That's how you got here. They root. You ever catch them? I said, no. He said, I'm going to tell you something. I caught my parents rooting. And it was weird, man. So I go home, and I'll never forget this. I'm in the kitchen. I asked my mother's there. My daddy's there. I said, do you guys root? And one of them looked at me and said, what? And I said, Red Mangum says that you guys root. And they didn't know. They said, what is that? I said, well, he says that's how I got born. And then, okay, then they knew. Okay. I said, what's he talking about? And they tried to, but I wouldn't give up. I go, no, what is this rooting? What is that? So then we had to have a talk.
That talk. Yeah.
Red Mangum. He's the only kid I ever heard say GDSOB together as a kid. And he said it just like he would say, you know, I went to the store.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just that bad kid. He's probably dead or in prison or something by now. We got to do a little bit of business. This business is the business of, and I'm late. I'm sorry. I should have gotten this in earlier. MD Health and Wellness. Thank you to the many of you who I know have called them, and many have even have gone in now, and you've started the program. Good luck to you. They're in the business of helping you lose weight under medical supervision, helping you reverse diabetes, helping you get back some of the testosterone that, gentlemen, you have lost and are still losing if you're over 40. And bioidentical hormone replacement for women. I went for the weight loss thing. When they contacted me, my first reaction was I was very reluctant to do it. And if you've listened for any time at all, if you've listened to me for like 30 years, you know that in all that time, I've only done one weight loss program. And I had to be convinced that it worked, and it did. It's still a good, solid program today. This is different. This is totally different. And this works. And I'm 30 pounds lighter to prove it. Now, when people email me and go, hey, how much was it? What did you? I can't answer that because what they put you on and what they put me on may be different. We're all different. I don't know how much weight you have. I will tell you this. This program is not for somebody. You women who go, I need to lose 3 pounds. This is not for you. It's not a 5-pound thing. If somebody wants to lose 20, 30, 50, 60 pounds, that's where this is so fantastic. My goal was 30. I've hit that. I'm going to go on and try myself to do another 5. I'm kind of stuck at 30, but that's me. That's on me. I know what I need to do. So what happens is it's the HCG diet. HCG is an injection that you give yourself. But I want them to explain this to you. All I can tell you is this. It works. It works if you do what they tell you. It's like anything else. You have to do what they tell you. Now, I don't have diabetes. And it's a miracle that I don't have it, because I have not eaten right most of my life, my whole life. I haven't done too much salt, too much sugar. So lucky for me, I don't have diabetes. But millions of people do. In many of those cases, diabetes can be reversed. MD Health and Wellness will explain to you how that can be done. But again, you have to remember, I don't know your particular situation. I don't know the exact medical terms for it, but for example, I don't know how serious or what type diabetes you have. But for goodness sakes, isn't it worth a phone call or a visit with them to find out if they can help you? And last but not least, of course, the testosterone thing. You can ask anybody or look it up yourself, and you'll see what the loss of testosterone can do to men. Takes a lot out of you. Makes it harder to lose weight, sex drive. Of course, for me, I'm married. It's not that important anymore because you just don't have sex when you're married. But there's a lot that they can do. And I can only personally attest to the weight loss program. And it was much easier than I expected it to be. I wasn't miserable during the whole thing. Talk to them. Just MD Health and Wellness. And before you email me, as many of you have, and go, hey, what was the name? Look, if you go to frankopinion.com, some people are going to the KTRS website. It's not there. They hate us. They're not going to put our sponsors there. You go to frankopinion.com and click on sponsors, and it'll link you to the MD Health and Wellness website. They're in Bridgeton. Some terrific people there. See if they can help you. MD Health and Wellness.
Meet me.
All right. Found out that the little holes in the rulers are to put in the binder. The ruler will fit in the binder there. So here is traffic right now. And it's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Wait, you're 50 how years old and you just figured that out?
Frank didn't know either.
What?
That the
ruler,
the whole...
60-some years old and you didn't...
I used to sit in class and spin, put my pencil lead through it and spin the ruler around. I know what the holes are for.
But it's like a helicopter.
Yeah, exactly. But I didn't know what they were for.
Oh, okay.
I always thought when you bought the binder, you got the ruler was in there with it.
Well, sometimes they made a prepackaged, you're right, a set where, ooh, look here, for $3.95, I get the ruler, the compass, the tractor, the notebook. And then you had to get that big ring binder notebook for the paper with the holes in it.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And we didn't have backpacks. There was no such thing.
Not back in those days.
You carried them under your arm. I remember you wrap a belt around it. Remember that?
Like
Carl in Sling Blade. He had his books. Oh, yeah. And a belt around his books. Yeah, the good old days.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, right.
They weren't always that good.
No. Hey, we've got a mess out there on the roads right now. Let's start with northbound 55 at Park. You've got an overturned tractor trailer. Just happened within the last 5 minutes or so. Only the right two lanes are getting by, and we're back up to Highway 44. Then if you're coming in on westbound 44 / eastbound 70, right around Washington, you've got an accident that right at this time, they've got the highway shut down and you're back up to Salisbury. Then you had an earlier accident that they finally opened up the highway on eastbound Highway 4064 at the Poplar Street Bridge. But boy, traffic is jammed back to Grand. And then you've got road work going on. They've got lanes down. They had them down to just two lanes this morning on southbound 55 south of Peevely. Your backup goes to a little bit south of Highway M. And this traffic report is brought to you by Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. Each day, more than 1.6 million Americans suffer with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. Support the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America to help and to find cures at ccfa.org. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. The Big Sports Show.
It's Jim Hewer, sports director at the Big 550 KTRS.
And I'm Brendan Weesey. Join us weeknights for the Big Sports Show.
Aroldis Chapman is now a Chicago Cub.
When he's right, you can't touch this guy. I saw the numbers, the Cardinals against Chapman, something like 090. There is no comparison. There is no team on paper that stacks up to the Chicago Cubs right this second.
6:30 to 9
on the Big 550 KTRS.
Did you pre-qualify your flooring contractor? Or did you choose someone based on price alone? Selecting the low bid can be buying high risk. What about references, years in business, the experience and qualifications of the craftsmen who install your floor, insurance, or photos of their work? The contractor members of the Flooring Industry Council urge you to consider these items and more when choosing a flooring contractor. Don't buy high risk with a decision based solely on low dollar. You get what you pay for is never more true than with floor covering. Visit FICSTL.org. That's FICSTL.org. Or call 314-968-3522 for a list of Flooring Industry Council contractors and a flooring installation you'll be proud of for years to come. Call 314-968-3522. Visit FICSTL.org.
Rosinante was an old 1963 Dodge post office truck, which I converted into a fine motorhome, while my little brother Guy kept begging, "Let's go camping." Finally, in late August, we went. I didn't tell our parents where we were going. For 2 weeks, we chased the sun until we couldn't go any farther. We fought the winds across Kansas, saw the Grand Canyon, Cave of the Winds, Oak Creek Canyon, the Pacific Ocean. Quite a feat, since Rosinante couldn't go faster than 50 miles an hour, but we made it back. 2 days after school started, America calls. Share it with your kids. Buy or rent an RV from Byerly, but don't be late for school.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
Discover your family, show them you care.
For the rest of your life, you gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
For over 30 years, Stefanina's has been serving delicious original family recipes brought from Sicily to America by founder Stefanina herself. Outstanding food, large portions, low prices, and great service in a family atmosphere has made Stefanina's one of the area's finest Italian restaurants. With four locations in St. Charles County and one in Chesterfield, Stefanina's is a place to go for everything from pizza and pasta to steak and seafood dinners that the entire family can enjoy. And now you can save even more with their daily specials. Call ahead or order online at stephspizza.com or dine in. But don't miss these savings.
Hey, pizza lovers, it's Monday. That means you can enjoy a large 16-inch pizza for the price of a small at Stefanina's. Call your local Stefanina's or Stefanina's Express location or order online at stephspizza.com. A delicious large pizza for the price of a small every Monday at Stefanina's.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame weekend presented by Edward Jones is August 26th through 28th when the Cardinals host the Oakland A's. There are great giveaways all weekend long starting on Friday night when fans will take home a Bob Gibson Hall of Fame red jacket statue courtesy of Scott Credit Union. Saturday, it's the 2016 Cardinals Hall of Fame inductees plaque presented by Edward Jones. And Sunday, fans will receive a replica batting practice hat courtesy of Monsanto. That's the Cards and Athletics August 26th through 28th. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions.
Fans, this is Randall Grichik, and I love taking batting practice. On Sunday, August 28th, we face the A's. That day is the adult replica batting practice hat giveaway. 30,000 fans, ages 16 and older, will receive their very own batting practice hat. It's a day you don't want to miss. Sunday, August 28th, tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions. Cardinals baseball, tradition meets today.
The adult replica batting practice hat is presented by Monsanto.
It's the end of summer BOGO sale, baby. Buy one, get one from Amazing Siding and Windows. Buy one Infinity from Marvin Fiberglass Window, receive a second free. Buy one Infinity from Marvin Door, receive a second one free. Need siding? Pay for two sides, and we'll throw in the other two sides for free. You must schedule with Amazing before school starts back. Call 636-230-5800. On the web, AmazingSEL.com. Previous purchase excluded, restrictions apply. Free product is to be core, lesser value, labor excluded.
Call Amazing Siding, and you'll never pay
rained again. Never.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm going to do a little bit of business here, and then the peon said something off the air, reminded me of it. I'll give you a bonus joke after I remind everybody where I do my banking. First Community Credit Union. Hope you got a chance to hear the yard sale Saturday morning. I did not. I regret that. I love to listen to it. 7 to 9 o'clock every Saturday, and the reason we mention it is because the only sponsor, the exclusive sponsor, is First Community Credit Union. Host is Paul Warner. Does a really good job, and does a really good job making sure throughout the show you know who the sponsor is. My job now is to try to get you to consider, and this is not an easy task, get you to consider changing where you do your banking. Because you probably don't hate your bank or hate where you bank. I mean, you know, unless they made you mad. And that actually happened to me. I did change banks one time because they made me mad. And it was a simple thing. I pulled up to the drive-thru and they asked me for some identification. At the time, I'd been banking there like 12 years. And it just hit me the wrong way because I see someone. I said, identification, I've been banking here 12 years. Yeah, but I don't know who you are. And I don't know. That was just the wrong day to do that to me. And I changed banks. So chances are, you're not furious at them. But why are you banking there if it's not First Community Credit Union? And if you can't answer that, and you know you can't, then why are you? All we're asking you to do is take a look at First Community Credit Union. Go to their website. I'll give you that in a minute. Stop in one of the 42 locations. This fall, they'll open number 43. And I predict they'll just continue to open branches because they're that successful. People love banking at First Community Credit Union for lots of different reasons. And you put them all together, and it makes enough of a difference that, it speaks for itself. The evidence is there. 42 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. You'll never have to worry about the rates being competitive. They are. You have to worry about service. The service is fantastic, and the services offered, they have everything that you need, and you get from your bank now, they have, and probably more. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. So here's the joke that somebody reminded me of. This kid is at the zoo with his parents, and they're kind of spread apart a little bit, and the kid asks his dad, he goes, "Hey, Dad, what's that thing hanging down from that elephant between his legs there? What is that big thing hanging down?" And he says, "Oh, you need to go ask your mother what that is." So he goes over to his mom, he goes, "Hey, Mom," she goes, "Yes, Billy," he says, "that, look at that elephant. What's that big thing hanging down between his legs there? What is that?" She says, "Go ask your dad." He says, "Well, he said to ask you." And she said, "Oh, it's nothing. It's nothing." So he goes back over to his dad. His dad says, "Hey, did you ask your mom what that was?" He said, "Yeah." He said, "What did your mom say?" And Billy says, "She said that was nothing." He goes, "I've spoiled your mom." Hey, don't ask us how we...
Hey, there's a Rick on line one. He said that you spoke at his graduation one time.
That had to be Mulberry Grove.
Maybe.
Hey, Rick, was it Mulberry Grove?
You are correct.
You know why I remember it?
Why that?
There was some old lady on stage who was just furious that I'd...
You know her name, too, don't you?
No, I don't. I don't remember her name, but she was furious that they'd invited me. She thought I was horrible, and I should never have been there.
It was that joke you told.
What, I don't remember. What was the joke?
It was about a sailor sending a picture home to his mom, but he got the wrong picture.
Yes, I know the joke. You know what? I'll tell the joke today. Are you kidding me? That was it?
Yep.
And
Elnoma Zuckworth was her name.
Well, and what I remember that evening was everybody laughed, didn't they? Except her. Except her.
Yep.
She didn't laugh, man. I looked over, and this woman gave me that Aunt B kind of stink eye. Woo! Yeah.
Oh, no, I was trying to get home as soon as I could, because you were talking about living in the big city, moving to a small community, which I did. I was born in St. Louis, moved to St. Charles, and I moved to a town of 200. And my mom and dad bought a campground, but I graduated from Mulberry, which is a hair bigger.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you spoke at my graduation. That was awesome.
Well, thank you. I don't have any idea how well I did. That's the only graduation I've ever done, and I think I sort of had some kind of an issue psychologically because that woman hated me so much that I couldn't.
I think she was the only one that didn't like it.
No, everybody else was really nice, and they were having a great evening, but I kept glancing over her, and I like a bulldog. Oh, man. Hey, thank you so much for remembering that, and I do remember Mulberry Grove.
Oh, and I forgot to say at the very beginning, I am AM to PM whenever I can be.
Thank you, Rick.
But I work swing shifts, so I can't always listen.
Hey, well, that's all we can ask. Listen when you can. Thank you, Rick.
Love you.
Yeah. Well, I love you. Wow. Not in a sexual way. I'm going to take a break. We'll do some news. Jose Hernandez will come in here and answer your tech questions about TVs or phones or tablets or whatever you throw at him. He can probably help you. Speaking of that, Jose would know a lot more about this stuff than I do. IT, that stuff, information technology. It is so important in business to have I don't even know what the word would be. Best of the best IT department. You've got to be on top of it. Look, if you're not, your competitors will put you out of business. Here's what Huber and Associates can do. They can be your IT partner. They work with companies of all sizes all across the country. They've been doing this for over 28 years. They use IT solutions to help your business succeed. And here's how they do that. They help you reduce costs. They help you increase productivity. Give you the tools to optimize your IT infrastructure. I'm not going to ever pretend to know much about it. I don't, but I know it's important. I know it's extremely important. You lower costs, you can strengthen your customer interactions. Employees can work faster, they can work smarter. But if you don't have, and you can, look, you can have an IT person there internally, but you take on Huber as a partner now. Now you got something. And competitors, step aside. The company is Huber, H-U-B-E-R, and Associates. Their website is teamhuber.com. If you have a business, I would say go to that website and take a look at what they do. Again, it's teamhuber.com, Huber and Associates. Jose's coming in here in a few minutes. Don't go away. 4 o'clock, 5:50.